Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
All aboard Stop and Shop's Turkey Express. Your national grid bill is set to go up, way up. Bay State needs type O negative. Another successful John sting for the Springfield Police. And much, much more. It's Thursday, the 3rd of November. And I'm delighted to have you with us on Pioneer Valley Radio. Your Thursday weather stays deliciously mild, sunny, high near 63, winds are light and variable. Now, less than sunny news. New rates have just taken effect for National Grid customers, and you'll probably notice the difference when you look at your next utility bill. National Grid said the average monthly electricity bill will go up by, ready, 64%. And 24% for natural gas. Now, with these new rates in effect, Secretary of State William Galvin on Tuesday said that he has in fact filed an amendment to a spending bill giving $50 million to help families with heating oil prices. Just ahead of Thanksgiving, Stop and Shop has started off its annual Turkey Express program, which is a month-long initiative dedicated to donating holiday meals to families in need. And this year, the brand is donating 25,000 turkeys to 30 community partners and hunger relief organizations across Massachusetts. Now, the donations made by Turkey Express donation events will carry right on through November with the help of more celebrities and surprise guests at Stop and Shop stores, regional food banks, and other community partners. Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated is a 501c nationwide charity, and they're based in East Taunton, Mass., whose mission is to provide bullet and stab protective vests and other assistance to dogs of law enforcement and related agencies throughout the United States. The nonprofit is very pleased to continue their health care for Canine Heroes medical insurance program for 2022, carrying annual policy premiums. Since 2016, the charity has donated over $270,259 toward medical reimbursement programs for self-funded canine units. Now, in addition to the health care reimbursement program, Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated has provided over 4,845 law enforcement dogs with U.S.-made, custom-fitted, NIJ-certified bullet and stab protective vests in 50 states at a value of over $6.9 million. If you'd like more information, you can call Area 508-824-6978. Tax-deductible donations are accepted via mail to Vested Interest in Canines, P.O. Box 9 East Taunton, 02718. From Bay State Health, an emergency plea for blood donors. O negative is the universal blood type and is the most common used for transfusions when the blood type is unknown. Now, it's used most often in cases of trauma, emergency, and surgery. If you can help, you can call the 794-4600 number to schedule an appointment with Bay State Blood Donor Center to donate blood. Walk-ins welcomed. And they are even offering a $10 gift card to the donors. Maybe you can help out. Watch out. The Chicopee Detective Bureau is currently investigating an incident that took place in the Stop and Shop parking lot earlier this week. A female was approached by a male party as she was getting into her vehicle. The male alerted her to something being wrong with her rear tire. As she got out of her vehicle to investigate, another male party entered her driver's side door and stole her wallet. The scheme was a well-orchestrated plan, and it may not have been the first time these individuals have done this. The detectives are working with other area departments, and they've had similar incidents take place. This incident happened at approximately 11 a.m. in a crowded parking lot. So what's the upshot of this? The upshot is they are encouraging everyone to be aware of your surroundings at all times. And if something doesn't feel right, call 911 to request an officer for assistance. If you are approached in a parking lot, do not get out of your vehicle. Talk to the person through the window and let them know you are calling police. In the late afternoon and early evening of Tuesday, November 1st, members of the Springfield Police Firearms Investigation Unit, under the direction of Captain Brian Keenan, Massachusetts State Police High Risk Victim Unit, Massachusetts State Police Hampden County Detective Unit, Mass State Police SINRET West under the direction of Detective Lieutenant Brian Galvin and Hampden County Sheriff's Department, conducted an anti-John undercover prostitution operation that led to the arrests of 9 men in a roughly 5-hour span. Now, these are obviously men who are soliciting the sale of sex from sex operatives. Usually this is known as a John sting, quote-unquote. The operation was in response to neighborhood complaints and quality of life issues stemming from the South End neighborhood of the city. Now, this anti-John detail is to deter the solicitation of prostitution and related drug activity connected to it. In the past few months, these agencies have partnered in similar operations leading to the arrest of 34 Johns soliciting prostitution. And I could name the arrestees, but nah. Well, it won't be too difficult to catch the Springfield mayor today. He'll be running around everywhere. Mayor Sarno and Fire Commissioner Calvi will congratulate the Springfield Fire Department Emergency Communications Dispatch graduates at the Emergency Dispatch Center, 1535 Roosevelt Avenue. The mayor then will attend the special commissioning ceremony of Montez Carter, new president and CEO for Trinity Health of New England. And at 1 p.m., this will be at the DeLizo Conference Center, or if I mispronounce that, let's try DeLizo Conference Center at Mercy Medical Center. Mayor Sarno will then join with Dinesh Patel and Vid Mitta, the owners of Springfield Hospitality, Peter Marks, general manager of Marriott Springfield Downtown, and other special guests for a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new Marriott Springfield Downtown Hotel at 2:30 p.m. Think he's done? Nope. He'll serve a special celebrity bartender for Meg's Fight for a Cure at 5 p.m. at Nathan Bill's, and a portion of the proceeds will go towards building a handicap bedroom and bathroom. All right, there you are. Bunch of stuff happening in a nutshell for Thursday here in Western Mass, and I'm happy to bring this to you. Our next program coming up tomorrow, and will be available to you online, on demand, day and night here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Be well. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.